Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. In Tel Aviv and Haifa, expect clear skies and mild temperatures, perfect for outdoor activities. Jerusalem will see similar conditions, and Eilut is enjoying warm weather. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF reports it has targeted a Hezbollah cell in South Lebanon and warns of further action if the truce is breached, according to the Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu is seeking a meeting with former President Trump to reset relations ahead of elections. Also this hour, JNS states that IDF Chief Zamir emphasizes readiness to act if Hezbollah violates the ceasefire again, urging Lebanon to disarm Hezbollah. Separately, Walla reports that Hamas may disband its governing body in Gaza to make way for a new management committee. And finally, the Australian Jewish News covers ongoing Royal Commission hearings on how social media platforms handle anti-Semitic content. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News shared just minutes ago about Alon Ohel, a former hostage, performing on piano during America's Independence Day celebrations on the USS Nimitz. Michael Dixon posted just now about a wedding between Sasha Trofanov and Sapir Cohen, who were kidnapped last October, calling it a victory over their captors. Joe Truesman, an analyst, commented an hour ago on past Hamas actions against Palestinians accused of collaborating with Israel, questioning what might occur as long as Hamas operates in Gaza. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF action in South Lebanon. The Times of Israel reports that Israeli forces hit a Hezbollah cell close to the buffer zone. This warning follows IDF Chief Zamir's statement earlier today about swift retaliation if the ceasefire is breached. This development underscores the fragile nature of the current truce and the potential for renewed conflict. Turning to Prime Minister Netanyahu's diplomatic efforts. According to Ynet, Netanyahu is eager for a meeting with Trump to discuss Israel's security concerns regarding Iran and other regional threats. This comes as he seeks to strengthen diplomatic ties ahead of upcoming elections. The outcome of this meeting could shape Israel's foreign policy stance. Meanwhile, JNS reports that IDF Chief Zamir has reiterated Israel's readiness to strike if Hezbollah violates the ceasefire. He called on the Lebanese army to disarm the group. This statement highlights ongoing tensions and the precarious state of peace in the region. Separately, Walla indicates that Hamas might dissolve its administrative body in Gaza. This move aims to allow the Gaza Management Committee to take over, possibly indicating a shift in governance strategy. The change could impact Gaza's political landscape and its relations with Israel. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reports on Royal Commission hearings scrutinizing social media's role in spreading anti-Semitic content. This focus on digital platforms highlights the ongoing battle against hate speech online. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that the Defense Ministry's Amir Baram warns of delays in Israel's defense investments, which could affect the country's long-term security capabilities. Separately, Globe shares that Anduril founders have invested in Israeli startup Tracer, which focuses on combating terrorist tunnels. The company has successfully raised $25 million. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that Elbit Systems plans to hire 2,000 more employees by year-end to boost weapon production. This expansion signals growth in Israel's defense sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.